Thanks, Jen. It's great to be here.
Now, the foundations hope to raise a total of $500 million, and they've made significant progress towards that goal. But in navigating this uncharted territory, we got some things wrong. Where will this money actually go?
This money will not go to the DIA. This money will go to an independent third-party intermediary. Right now, there is a fund established at the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan, which is taking donations for this. That third-party fund could be at the Community Foundation. It could be somewhere else. But it's important to understand that the DIA does not benefit from any of this money. It never passes through the DIA. It goes into this fund, and then it will be paid to the City of Detroit. And the City of Detroit, in turn, will pay that to pensioners.
Now, yesterday, we gave the impression that the DIA might be privatized under this plan, but that is not the case?
Well, it is the case in the sense that under this plan, one of the conditions that the foundations have asked for is that the city stop its ownership of the DIA. So the ownership of the DIA would transfer to a private 501c3, a nonprofit corporation. Currently, the DIA is already operated by a 501c3. The city only owns the building and the collection. They have nothing else to do with us. They don't have any say in our daily operations. All of that runs through our nonprofit corporation. This deal will actually transfer ownership of the collection and the building to the nonprofit corporation. And it really is quite common to have a nonprofit corporation operate a museum. The DIA is actually a bit of an anomaly currently in that it is owned by a municipality.
Are there outstanding issues that still need to be resolved? Of course, this has to be approved through the mediators, but are there outstanding issues that the museum is specifically concerned about?
Well, the museum obviously is central to this whole agreement. The museum and the pensioners are central to the whole agreement, as are the funders. And it's a long, slow legal path to consider everyone's concerns as we move forward in this direction and to ensure that everyone feels adequately protected. So there is a legal committee that is working on things right now, and they continue to meet and draft documents that really provide a legal framework for this agreement.
From the DIA's perspective, is this a plan that could work for your institution, both in the short term and the long term?
I think this is an amazing, not just an amazing philanthropic effort, but an amazing plan altogether. And really credit Judge Rosen with coming up with this plan and Eugene Dreiker. It really safeguards the museum collection for the citizens of Detroit and the citizens of Michigan in perpetuity. We will never have to worry about something like this happening again. And it provides the city with a much-needed infusion of cash to begin to help its pensioners and to maintain its property promises to its pensioners. So the DIA is kind of a catalyst for these funds being moved to the city. And what we get in return, which is of paramount importance to us, is that our collection remains safe and sound within the walls of this museum. And we will be able to continue to provide services for the community without ever having to worry about anybody making claims against the collection.
Anne-Marie Erickson is Chief Operating Officer of the Detroit Institute of Arts. Anne-Marie, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.